How about if we could have all seven who were here before come right up and find a spot, maybe on the steps there, find a good spot to sit. Hey, I liked your song. Very nice. You were almost scary. I mean the costumes, not the music. So you were studying here sometime recently from Ephesians chapter 6, and I just want to kind of read that again about the armor of God. That says, 7, 8, 9. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all that, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So, armor. It's good to have armor, especially if you're battling somebody out in a war. So, I brought some armor here, and I need you to, there's how many? 9 people. I need you to pick a number, 1 to 9. Are you ready? Pick a number. Any number.
6.
6.
4, 5, 3, 4, 8, 1, 2.
Okay. It's number 2. Can you come up here? You want to be a volunteer or not?
No, thank you.
Okay. We'll take the guy right next to you. Do you want to be a volunteer? It's not called volunteering when you pick somebody like that. Okay. So I want you to help me get some things on this guy, and I need all these armor bearers here to get you dressed. All right, so why don't you stand kind of right here in the middle, and I've got all this stuff right here, and you need people to help you. Okay, this is kind of like what you had made for yourself, but this is a little different. So, let's see, here we go. Everybody's not going to get a piece, but you have to figure out how to fit him with this, and you want to help? Okay. And these are like greaves. Actually, they look a lot like soccer guards. But okay, you ready? Go. And that's it. There we go. Oh, that's a little small for him. Okay. He needs a belt. Might go around twice, maybe. People that had armor couldn't carry all that stuff around in battle. So they had people who were with them who would carry it all and then help them get dressed. There's your shield. He needs something on the front here. There we go. Over his head. There we go. Very good. Just tie it so it doesn't fall off. Sword is there somewhere. Oh, thanks. Okay, is that all going to stay? Okay, you're either ready for a battle or to play soccer, one or the other. Okay, very good. So turn around so they can see you. Okay, so you've got a Yeah, very good. Pretty. We can take a good one right there. Okay. So when do we need this? See, this is a parable. This is a picture of being out in the world as kids or teenagers or older people. And who is the enemy? Who is the enemy?
The devil.
The devil, that's right. If you don't know who the enemy is, he's going to come up and sneak up behind you or right in front of you, and it's all over. So we have all these things, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith. The devil's going to be shooting arrows at you, telling you things that aren't true. And some of them you might even hear in your own school. Some things about, who made the world, or different things about boys and girls and all kinds of weird things. The devil's going to try everything in the world to try to take you out. And you've got God and your armor bearers to take care of you. Now, who are the armor bearers here? Well, so you're the part of the parable, you know, so you did it. So who are the armor bearers here? Raise your hands. All of you, please raise your hands. Okay, thank you. These are the people who are here to equip you, so that when the devil and the world and all the evil things try to take you out, you have been equipped and taught and trained and fitted with all this armor. I have one more piece. That's kind of a wimpy sword there, isn't it? It's about the length of a regular Roman sword. So I have brought something over here. Let's see. Around about this point, the parents start to get really nervous. So I'll just tell you. So what's this?
Sword.
That's a sword. Yeah. I'll just stand over here so parents don't get nervous, don't worry. So this is a hand and a half claymore, which is a Scottish sword. What could you do with this? A lot of damage. That's right. So we have two things that God gave us. One is a bunch of protective armor. But we're not just protected. He's given you a weapon. There's two edges on this sword. So what's the sword for? What's the weapon for? Fighting. You know, Jesus kind of used a sword like this. not an actual sword, but I want to read you something from Matthew chapter 1, or chapter 4. So the devil was trying to attack Jesus. So here's kind of a battle. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, who's the tempter? The devil. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus was hungry. And Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Jesus used his word three times in this reading. Did you catch that? What did Jesus say? It is written. And then he quoted a Bible passage. That's how Jesus battled the devil. This is a picture of the Bible. And if you know how to use this, if you know your Bible, if you've memorized it, if you've studied it, this is a real weapon in your hands. If you don't, well, even the devil quoted the Bible, trying to trick Jesus. So this is Rally Day Sunday. So what's that all about? This is kind of gathering the troops, mustering the army, so that once again, your Sunday school teachers and elders in this congregation can teach you how to use your sword, your Bible. And that has to do with studying the Bible, memorizing the Bible, so that when you're out someplace and somebody says something awful or terrible or outrageous, you can reach back in your memory and pull out a verse and say, that's not so because God said this. That's how you use your sword. I hope you learn to sharpen your sword real sharp and that you learn how to use it without cutting yourself while you're doing it. Thanks for coming up. Let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us this wonderful armor. We thank you for giving us the sword as a weapon that we might battle Satan and evil. Help us, Lord, to use our swords. Help us to learn all about it and to have it in our heart that we might know you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You can leave all this here if you want. Maybe you can help him get out of it.